It's not about what I want from you, but instead what I want for you. A divine romance. Just give me a chance. It is hope I want to give you, and a future you can live through. For I know the plans. Come and take my hand. Will you ponder on these things that my goodness I do bring, so I can win your heart, give you a brand new start. So be still that you may know I am God who loves you so, and I'm all you need. So now let me
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson. As I mentioned yesterday, that is a song. I played a little bit of it yesterday. Hadn't planned to, but it's what came up when I opened up my music. And so it is a song that I wrote. I did not say, though, it's not me singing. It's my dear niece, Alana, with a beautiful voice. But I wrote the words and lyrics, and it's called God's Desire. And it is a love letter from God. So I'm going to eventually introduce that fully. But I wanted to play a little bit of it for you this morning. It is a love letter from God to us. And I want to welcome you to day 18. Day 18. Of verses of victory. So let us see what we have for day 18. We're in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. That's Romans 8, 31. And today I'm in the KJV or the King James Version. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31, KJV. This verse is the basis for one of my favorite songs of all times that I taught the kids. Those of you who don't know, I have worked with youth choir for several years of my life. One of my favorite songs of all times that I taught the kids called Who is Like the Lord? The response to the question is no, nobody. There is indeed nobody like him. He keeps his promises. Most of the people I know, including me, don't keep their promises. Not all of them, anyway. We try to. And then, too, there are many people who separate themselves from us when we make mistakes, but nothing can separate us from his love. The song and the verse go on to say, if our God is for us, who can be against us? He will keep his promise. What can separate us from the love of Jesus? There's nobody like him. Nobody like him. Oh, it says. I'll have to play it for you. I will try to post a link to it today. It goes on to say, the song's chant continues. Lord, we declare, who can compare? Who would even dare? There is no one like you. Well, I can't sum it up any better than that, folks. Now, we always do our three P's. We personalize, practice, and proclaim. I'll talk about that song a little bit in a little bit, but let's go ahead and do our three P's. So personalize is, what does this verse mean to you? Does the accompanying devotional remind you of any situation in your life? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And proclaim. Pray this prayer and proclaim victory over your situation. Dear Lord, thank you for being in my corner, for being for me. Thank you that because you are for me, no one can be against me. Thank you so much, because in this life, I need that kind of friend. I declare that you are a strong foundation that holds me up, and within that foundation is your strength and power. And with that, I am able to stand against anything. Amen. So back to that song. Like I said, it's one of my favorites. If you have the book, you can look in the front for the reference. but it's sung by Israel Houghton. Actually, the version we use is the Shout Praises Kids, or Shout Kids Praises. I always mix it up. I'm sorry. But I will try to post a link on Facebook. This also reminds me of another song that's out called If God Be For Us. And so I will post that as well. So look for those. And just thank you for sticking with me for day 18. And you'll hear from me tomorrow. Bye-bye now.